Okay, Mr. Dudley, this is Rosa calling you back. I contacted the provider that I was previously dispatched to, and she was telling me that due to the volume of calls, they weren't going to be able to do it until tomorrow morning, possibly after 12 o'clock or tomorrow morning. So this shop, I was trying to tell her, this shop does have after hours drop off available, right, Meineke?
Yes.
And so she told me that you didn't want to complete the call because you don't want to leave the keys there. Is this vehicle, are you you're not at home?
I am at home, but she wanted me to wait for her in the morning, and I won't be around in the morning, and she wants me to leave my keys in the morning. I'm around now. I could stay here all night. I didn't have any problem with being late. I just couldn't do the morning. That was the issue. And she was pretty, I guess she was trying to be proactive, at least when I talked to her, and say, hey, I don't know when we'll be there, and I don't think we'll get there before 12. And essentially, she didn't want her person out after 12. Because if they got there around 11, it wouldn't be a problem. But she was unsure of that, and I guess she was trying to give me the option to have you two call a different provider.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and decline that one then, and keep looking for a provider for you. I'll go ahead and give you a call back, okay?
Why not try to look for another provider first before declining the other? Do you have to decline it first?
Well, you don't want to do it like that. They're not
I
available
don't like
right
the
now,
morning.
and you don't want to do it tomorrow, and you don't want to leave the key, and you can't be there. So
I got that.
why do you need it open and active when you don't want it?
Okay. So if you don't find anybody else, what's going to happen? Because there is a possibility, at least from what she told me prior, maybe something's changed. Prior, she said that she was just under the impression that she would not be able to get it, guarantee it tonight. But it wasn't that it was completely out of the way if she could get the person back by 12, but whatever call they were out on, they didn't know how long it would take. Now, my concern was, wasn't that it was late, it was that it would be in the next morning. So if you want to try another one and you're confident you can find another one, do what you need to do. I just want to try to get this done tonight. So whatever you feel is best thing to do, but the statement she gave me is not the one that you're telling me that she gave you.
That's what I spoke to. That's the explanation she gave me. So if you
Okay.
agree with the terms I explained and you want to proceed so they can do it, I believe she needs the key in the vehicle, and the vehicle needs to be unlocked in order for them to complete the call.
Yeah, I'm not
And
that whole lot.
it
So
is not going to.
call it up. Call it up. That's fine.
All right, sir. Thank you so much for confirming. Thank you. I appreciate it. Okay. You'll be receiving a text message on your phone when I find a provider for you.
Thank you.
Thank you.